New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Yo! Welcome into the House of L podcast. Oh boy, do we have a lot of stuff that we have to get to before we are done today. We are presented by Remy Martin. And I kind of like the schedule of doing the nightcap in the morning. So I'll have another pod for you in the morning brought to you by the fine folks over at Remy Martin, which I can enjoy again because I am off the antibiotics. So I'm thinking later tonight I'll do a Remy with ice, like just Remy and ice. I think that'll be a good way to kind of get back into things. If you're listening via Spotify or if you're listening via Apple, welcome. There is a House of L YouTube page where you can watch the show as well. I can't say enough how much it means to me that you guys have really subscribed to the page. And it's great because like it pushes me on to do more stuff. I was actually talking with some people this past week that were giving me different ideas of like kind of embers of ideas that I've had to do with the page that I think I'm just going to start doing. So all sorts of different stuff. But the fact that you come here, that you are a part of the community of House of L, and to see its growth, like exponential growth over the last month, has been incredibly inspiring and heartening. And I promise that we will continue to bring the content to you on here. And hopefully you will like some of the choices that we make here at House of L. There'll be more on that in the coming days. There'll be a couple of episodes because there's been a lot like over the last 2 weeks, but I'm feeling better. There was a postscript to what I was talking about. And real quick, I won't waste too much of your time with this. But so I have the tooth thing forces me to take antibiotics. Because I have Crohn's, I don't have a ton of, I'm not really supposed to do probiotics. So like Jamie Lee Curtis's Activia, like that's not a really good idea for me. But I also shouldn't have my whole system kind of stripped of probiotics. And that happened last week. And there were some real reactions. Let's just put it that way. But I'm good and I will be back at work and I will talk about that on pods later on in the week. But thank you for all of the well wishes. I really appreciate it. It meant a lot to me as I was laid up on my couch to see that people were like, hey, where are you? We miss you. But I'm glad that you're a subscriber to the pod, whether it's on Apple or Spotify or here on House of L. Now let's get to what it is that we saw down in Indianapolis today. Yo, that was, I think the word I used for my video with the score was like, that was a disaster. And since we're here, I have more time where I can get into why it was a disaster. There was some good, and I want to talk about the good because I think there is a level of excitement that people should have with the good that we saw, and I'll explain later. But as far as the disaster part of it, what was your game plan? And how was your game plan to not attack Indianapolis up front? Now, maybe the answer to that is simple. Maybe the answer is they can't attack up front. I think that we're seeing a benching of Nate Davis, and I know that he was questionable, but he found himself out there. He was dressed and ready to play, and he had to play because there was an injury. But, man, that feels like a benching. The other thing is that they don't trust themselves to run downhill. I thought that DeAndre Swift would be better. He had a great year last year, and I thought that he was a really good fit for what it is that they want to do. I just haven't seen any explosion when it comes to him running the ball. And maybe I just had that in my mind. I thought that he would be someone that they can use to get downhill. But their inability to run the ball in this game is wild. Caleb Williams threw the ball 52 times. That's too many. Because when you throw the ball that many times, there's a lot of bad things that can happen. And at least three times, I haven't done my second watch yet, but we know the three that we can pick out are the two interceptions and the sack fumble. You're going to get the young man hurt. And I'll just say this. I'm hoping that he's going to be fine. But on that sack fumble, it looked like he took a helmet to the throwing shoulder. I mean, he obviously like came back after that. But it was like, ooh, and you see why Cam, you know, came up short in the Super Bowl, because that puts you in danger. But sacked again four times, strip sack that ended up turning into points for Indianapolis. Two very questionable interceptions. Some bad choices from Caleb inside of this game. There's no doubt. But the worst choice is for the Bears to walk in where the game plan isn't to just pound the football. We are living in a space and time in NFL circles where it was real sexy to be like, oh, running the ball is stupid. You get bigger chunks of yards by throwing the ball. That's antiquated. That's caveman football. You still have to be able to do it. And when you need 1 yard, you should be able to get 1 yard, especially when you have multiple plays to get the 1 yard. Matt Forte brought it up on Twitter. He and I have talked about this. Dan and I talked about this a few weeks ago. Running out of the shotgun is a recipe for disaster. And he said that's for elite offenses, not offenses that are trying to find themselves. And that play call on the goal line, if you would have told me that that's a play that you designed for Justin Fields, I'd have been like, okay, because Justin will be looking to get downhill on the run. And if he has to use that big frame to lower his shoulder, you know, like he did in Pittsburgh earlier today. Caleb can run. That's not what he does. Running him out there on an option, of course, like they had figured out the play. There was penetration on that play. You could see Caleb almost being like, yeah, I don't do this. This is exactly what DeAndre Swift is for. I'm going to pitch the ball. I don't like that. I hope that when I go back and look at it, it's a run pass option. And I think that's what they were trying to do, but the play got blowed up so quickly. But it goes back to the point of when you need a yard, you can't get a yard. You don't have anyone that you trust to run behind, to line up in 13 personnel and run the ball. They were trying to trick people. And that Indianapolis defense isn't great, but there's a couple of guys on there that can make plays. And they were doing this, by the way, without DeForest Buckner. That play right there was a play where you go, ooh, you all thought this was going to be cute and too cute by half. They're not able to have a sustained run game overall. I thought Roschon Johnson played really well. And then you go look at the box score and see that he averaged less than 4 yards a carry. Your offensive line can't push a defensive line back. And because of that, you're going to be in some really terrible situations. You've put your quarterback in some really terrible situations. Stop me if you've heard this before. The idea of not putting the quarterback in a great position to succeed. Because that's what they did today. I don't want to finish today's pod without talking about this. And I know tomorrow, after I listen to Floos and everyone else talk about this, that I'll have some more perspective on it. But look, the way that the Bears handled their timeouts in this game was ludicrous. I'm sitting there at home going, well, you could just kick the ball out of the end zone at the end of the game with 2:01 on the clock. I don't know if Cairo Santos is not capable, if he was having a bad day today because he missed the 56-yarder and it was 5 yards short, but then he comes back and he hits a 53-yarder, which had 5 yards left to spare on it. The fact that he didn't kick it out of bounds, if that's what you told him to do, is problematic. The fact that he didn't kick it out of bounds because you didn't tell him to do that is problematic. And then the Colts were like, we'll see you're stupid and add more stupid by not taking the ball out of the end zone. You guys know I have enjoyed watching this version of Matt Eberflus. I have enjoyed watching him be more comfortable in his own skin. There are still issues with him as a head coach. Having to burn a timeout because you've got some people on your sideline saying go for one and some people on your sideline saying go for two and not having the right personnel on the field. Those are things that lose teams games. I don't know if it makes a difference in this one because there was so much bad up front with the offensive line not being able to run the ball or protect Caleb Williams long enough for him to make plays down the field. But the coach part is part of it. And he's in year three as a head coach. What you're going to offer Caleb Williams as understanding this is a rookie quarterback that's growing, everything else needs to be buttoned up, man. Everything else, you can't just say, oh, well, he'll fix everything. Layla's talked about that a lot. The idea that they thought that the quarterback would come in and fix everything. That's a lot of pressure to put on any quarterback that's not, you know, one of the guys over the last 25 years that have been great. But to turn that over to a rookie and then not give him what he needs, not giving him protection, not giving him a run game, that's criminal. That's how quarterbacks end up in bad spots and you end up thinking that they might be a bust instead of them being people who can take you to the next step in your development as a team. Velus Jones, by the way, inactive today on a day where you should have been running the ball, that your running back room should have been heavy. He was inactive. At this point, what purpose does he serve? I'm just asking that question. But there, this game to me was so ugly. Like it was ugly for everyone to watch. And it was ugly for Bears fans in particular because it was like, man, this is not the way that it's supposed to look. It's not. And I'm not one of those people that believes that it should be perfect. I think that there were a lot of people that got a splash of cold water watching the first game being like, oh, this might take time. This is what I mean. This is what rookie quarterbacks look like. They're going to make mistakes like this. It seemed like Caleb Williams and Anthony Richardson were just kind of trading dumb plays. And Caleb's got way more game experience than Richardson does. Richardson has a little bit more NFL experience. If I were a Colts fan, I would not be happy. I'll just tell you that. That guy has got tantalizing potential, but he can't even place his feet, keep his feet from moving and throw to wide open receivers, missing guys by 5 yards that are just like, why is the ball going over my head? Caleb had some misses too. Those were on deep routes though, under a little bit of pressure. Anthony Richardson is standing there in clean pockets and throwing the ball out of bounds to guys that are set up on the hash. That doesn't even make sense. I am so happy that Badlands Pet Superfood Complete is back on House of L. So I don't have a dog, but I have a friend who has a dog, and that dog has kind of become my best friend. His name is Pudge. He's adorable. He's a Morkie, a Maltese Yorkie mix. So I said, I want to bring over Badlands Pets Superfood Complete and have Pudge try it. And if he liked it, then we were going to stick with Badlands Pets and keep it going. He loved it. We mixed it with a little bit of water. He's a teeny tiny guy, 7 pounds. We mixed it with a little bit of water and he absolutely loved it. And now when it's mixed with his other foods, he sifts through that to get to Badland Pets Superfood Complete. Between that and the mission that Katherine Heigl has been on, I feel like it's a company that House of L should be partnered with for a long time. And you're going to be the beneficiary of this. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/Loho. I'll say it again. BadlandsRanch.com/Loho. And if you order right now, we're going to give you 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things just like my guy Pudge did, go to BadlandsRanch.com/Loho. BadlandsRanch.com/Loho. We're going to give you 50% off. Pudge is going to be happy. You're going to be happy. Your doggo is going to be happy. We're happy that Badlands Ranch is back with House of L, and we hope that you benefit from it and your doggo loves it.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
What about the good? The good is operationally, I think Caleb is closer to getting it than not getting it. I think that he has been so much better in the last two games of recognizing what's going on, and I think having command of the offense. You did see the magic wristband, And if that helps him, I'm good with it. He shouldn't have to try and remember everything. Make his life as easy as possible. So he's got the wristband. I think the offense, I think he's got a sense of what he wants to do from play to play. He doesn't look completely out of sorts when he's on the field. He makes really nice throws. A couple of those passes to Odunze on the sideline were absolutely magnificent. Roma Odunze was, in my opinion, special today. That's the word that people like to throw around. They throw around with the quarterback. Let me tell you that the first round wide receiver was special in the game against the Colts. 6'4", 11, 112 yards, averaged almost 19 a reception, had a touchdown, and had a 47-yard catch. That guy bodies people up. He runs his routes clean. He's fast, and he is a willing participant. And I think that you can see that there is a connection with him and Caleb Williams. Now, them celebrating the first touchdown may have led to the choice of to not go for two and then say you're going to go for two and then having to burn a timeout. I don't know. But I know that those two young men, they played hard. And with Odunze, it was much easier to see the growth. Not that there wasn't growth from Caleb, because as we just pointed out, there clearly is. I think that that's good. But what concerns me is DJ Moore is not as big in this offense as he needs to be. Finished today 8 out of 10, which is great. 10 targets for him. Shouldn't be throwing the ball 52 times, but it's still not enough. Them not having Keenan Allen out there has been problematic to me. DeAndre Carter is getting way too many targets, but I get it. He's who's available. I was glad to see Cole Kmet get back involved in the game. And his line is damn near perfect for a tight end. He did also give up the sack fumble. That was his blocking assignment, and he gave that up. I think it was a double team in him and Everett. I think he had to kind of bail Everett out. But again, I'll go watch it, and maybe I'll have a better thought on it tomorrow. But 10 catches for 97 yards and a touchdown. Yeah, they wanted to sit back in cover two. You know this. You watch Lovie Smith teams for forever. Where is there a hole in the cover two if you don't have Brian Urlacher? Straight down the seam. That's what made Urlacher so good, is that he could backpedal 30 yards and cut that play off. Cole Kmet found those spaces in the seams. And that's a really easy place for a quarterback to be able to go with the ball. Oh, there he is. He's right there. Got him. There's 19 yards. Let's go. Let's move the chains. So there was a lot of good inside of this game. But there's some frustration. And I wonder if everyone will have to maybe readjust what you think this season can be. Because I think there are some impediments to it. While Caleb continues to grow, and he is growing, there's other questions. And now you start to worry about injuries and what toll they'll take. DJ Moore hitting knees with, was it Kenyon Moore from the other team? That looks scary. And I know that he came back out in the game, but I wrote that down in my notes, and I'm like, was he out there as a decoy on that touchdown play to Kmet? Just because they needed to have him out there. But we'll find out later on in the week, like if it's just one of those things where it's a scary, it looks scary, but it's not that bad. But they've got a lot of work to do here. A ton. And I think that even with as good as this defense, and they put another great performance on tape today, the defense I thought was spectacular. They also did have Anthony Richardson just give them the ball twice. He's like, fuck it. I'll just throw it over there. I wrote down, and I do not mean to disparage the young man. He seems like a really good kid, and he's got a lot of physical gifts that most of us would kill for. I wrote down on my notes multiple times, this guy's terrible. And I'm sure that someday you can play this clip back for him when he's Super Bowl MVP or something. But, oh my God, that might be a problem. Or if you were wondering, 10 of 20, 167 yards, 2 interceptions, no touchdowns. He was able to run the ball. And him running the ball made a difference, especially for that last touchdown to Trey Sermon. But, yo. And he played a role in pushing Jonathan Taylor into the end zone. But still, that's what the number 4 overall pick looks like. I think I might be good on all of that. So that's my initial reaction to this. There's a lot to do, and the Bears have got a lot to do. They got to fix some of this stuff. Don't tell me that Caleb Williams throwing the ball 52 times was your strategy, because if that was your strategy going into the game, I will tell you that that was a fool strategy. We will have the nightcap in the morning. I got to think of something clever. If you've got a clever name for us to, should we just call it the morning cap? The bowl of cereal? I don't know. But if you got something clever, like, leave it in the comments on the YouTube page. That's fine. If you're listening on Spotify or on Apple, where you been? Come on over and become a subscriber to the YouTube page. It doesn't cost you anything. And we'll have some stuff for you too, I promise. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. I appreciate your time. I will talk to you next time, aka in the morning or whenever it is that you are listening to this. Peace.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hessilo V2, and all new Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.